You've probably heard some news about protests in Venezuela that have turned violent, but it's been hard to get accurate information on the ground. So we called Juan Nagel. He's the editor-in-chief of the blog Caracas Chronicles to get a sense of what's going on. So Juan, you're actually not in Venezuela now. Why not?
No, I'm at the moment in Chile where I'm based, but I go to Venezuela frequently and I keep in touch. And most of my writers in the blog aren't based locally. So being outside of Venezuela gives me a bit more freedom to write about what's going on in the country.
So what are your reporters on the ground saying about what the mood is like right now?
Well, there's different moods depending on the part of the country or the part of the cities that you're in. Obviously, in heavy Chavista areas, there are fewer protests. But in opposition bastions, like in the middle-class neighborhoods in the eastern parts of Caracas, there are constant barricades. There are protests with banging of pots and pans. The authorities are fighting the protests with tear gas in some occasions, in some instances with more violent methods. So it's two decidedly different moods depending on where you are.
This is something that has been developing since the 2013 election, but then it really started escalating in January. So what happened exactly that brought it to this point?
The situation as well with crime has recently been in the forefront because of a huge crime wave that the country's undergoing that just keeps on growing. And students have begun protesting massively against crimes committed inside college campuses, and the government has repressed those protests. So there's a massive movement of people who think that the government is not solving their day-to-day problems that are joining into this protest. The thing about Venezuela is that it's not really much of a left-right spectrum that you have to look at it. A lot of the view in Venezuela is more about basic freedoms versus a more authoritarian view of the state.
Do you think that's one of the reasons why in the United States we're having a hard time getting a hold on the information, or is it because journalists are having a hard time working on the ground?
I think that the story in Venezuela was more of a low-key kind of Cold War type conflict in which you had a government that was sort of creeping in its authoritarian bent and sort of taking away civil liberties, but doing it in a sort of slowly, or you had an opposition that was more taking it, more lying down and not really protesting against it. Now the situation has poured into the streets. And now the narrative and the requirements for journalists are different because now you have to go to the streets and talk to the protesters and see what's happening and see what the repression is like and see what the whole dynamic is. And part of what's playing out really in the streets of Venezuela is also kind of a power struggle within the opposition between the more radical elements that sort of want to take the fight to the streets versus a more moderate opposition that sort of wants to negotiate and wants to wait for the right time in order to make their voices be heard in a more authoritative way.
So one story that has gotten some traction on international outlets was about the death of the beauty queen, Genesis Carmona. She was shot and killed during a protest in the city of Valencia. Truly very sad, but there have been many other people killed and injured. What kind of numbers are we talking about?
The latest figures that I've seen are about 8 people dead in protests and about 150 people wounded. The Venezuelan security forces don't have good training in terms of crowd control and protest control. You add to that the fact that there's an increased number of weapons in civil society, and also the fact that the government uses paramilitary squads in order to intimidate the opposition a lot of times. The story with the dead beauty queen is not clear where exactly the bullet came from. The government is alleging that it was a bullet from the opposition's own ranks in order to create a victim. I find that hard to believe, but you never know because there's so many different interests at play here. The fact of the matter is that Venezuelans' right to protest peacefully have been severely curtailed, and there's a certain level of fear of going out on the streets and protesting.
Juan, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
Thank you, Maria.
Juan Nagel is the editor-in-chief of the blog, The Caracas Chronicles.